What are you doing in New York?
Actually, I came to meet some people for like a future project that's gonna happen in 2018, but it's still secret. I cannot talk about it.
Oh, come on,
let's make it happen and then we talk about it.
This is El Cid. He's a French-born artist whose parents immigrated from Tunisia, and his work is actually a little like Dre Ouran's. El Cid paints these larger-than-life murals in poor neighborhoods all around the world. But there's an important difference.
I use Arabic calligraphy as my main medium.
Arabic calligraphy, it's an art form that goes back centuries, and it basically transforms letters from the Arabic alphabet into all kinds of designs. And El Cid sees his work as a way to change how people relate to the Arabic language and culture.
I'm trying, you know, with my work to be an ambassador of my culture, trying to show the beauty of it, trying to show how open-minded we are. So art can be used as a way to bring light into a community, into an idea, into like a subject that sometimes people are like scared, I don't know, or like just don't give importance. They think it's not important to talk about.
And El Cid chooses specific quotes that reflect the places he's painting.
I try with my work, with the message that I write, to create a connection. You know, so for example, in Egypt, it was a quote from a bishop from the 3rd century, originally from Alexandria in Egypt. And the quote, for example, was saying, anyone wants to see the sunlight clearly, need to wipe his eyes first.
In London, he used a quote from John Locke. In Brazil, a quote from a Brazilian poet. And in his parents' hometown in Tunisia, he painted the side of a minaret with a verse from the Quran. El Cid told that story on the TED stage.
In 2012, when I painted the minaret of Jara Mosque in my hometown of Gabès in south of Tunisia, I never thought that a graffiti would bring so much attention to a city. At the beginning, I was just looking for a wall in my hometown. And it happened that the minaret was built in 1994. And for 18 years, those 57 meters of concrete stayed gray. When I met the imam for the first time and I told him what I wanted to do, he was like, thank God, you finally came. And he told me that for years he was waiting for somebody to do something on it. In every work that I create, I write messages with my style of calligraphy, a mix of calligraphy and graffiti. I use quotes or poetry. For the minaret, I thought that the most relevant message to be put on a mosque should come from Quran. So I picked this verse. O you mankind, we have created you from a male and a female and made you people and tribe, so you may know each other. It was a universal call for peace, tolerance, and acceptance coming from the side that we don't usually portray in a good way in the media. I was amazed to see how the local community reacted to the painting and how it made them proud to see the minaret getting so much attention from international press all around the world. For the imam, it was not just a painting. It was really deeper than that. He hoped that this minaret would become a monument for the city and attract people to this forgotten place of Tunisia. The universality of the message, the political context of Tunisia at this time, and the fact that I was writing Quran in a graffiti way were not insignificant. It reunited the communities. Bringing people, culture, generation together through Arabic calligraphy is what I do. Writing messages is the essence of my artwork. You don't need to know the meaning to feel the peace. I think that Arabic script touches your soul before it reaches your eyes. There is a beauty in it that you don't need to translate. Arabic script speaks to anyone, I believe, to you, to anybody. And then when you get the meaning, you feel connected to it. I always make sure to write messages that are relevant to the place where I'm painting, but messages that have a universal dimension, so anybody around the world can connect to it.
I imagine that when people see one of your murals, like this amazing Arabic calligraphy on this huge minaret, I'm sure people are first just struck by the size and the beauty of it, but then they probably walk away, you know, thinking about the Arabic language differently, thinking about it as art.
Yeah, definitely. I hope it will do this. If you can do more, it's even better. You know, yeah, I remember there was a... We did a project in 2013 that was called Last Words, which was like a road trip all around Tunisia and going into places that has history, but people forgot about it. So I was like, let me go and dig into this history. Mm. So we went, and I remember there was this small wall in the city called Qasr al-Haddad, and I asked people sitting in a cafe who this wall belongs to, and the guy said, it's mine, you can paint on it, go ahead. And so I was painting, I was out of done, I would say. And there's a young man with, like, an older man who came, like, screaming at me, telling me, what are you doing? Who told you to paint on this wall? Do you think I'm dead for you to paint on my wall? And I'm like, yeah, like, uncle, like, sorry, I mean, I didn't know that was your wall. Somebody from the cafe told me it belongs to him. He said, no, this is my wall, and you cannot do this. You need to erase that. So I was like, okay, I will do it, but please, can you just let me finish, and I will just paint over it. He's like, okay, do it, it's okay. And 2 hours after, I was almost done, and he sent his nephew back, and his nephew was like, actually, my uncle liked the piece and asked you to keep it. So, I don't know, sometimes, like, just a piece of art can just change the mind of somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's the purpose of what I do. Like, you bring people that come from different parts of the world, different social class, different religious or political beliefs, and you put them in the same place, and, you know, you just blur all those differences, and what comes out is humanity.
Artist El Cid, you can hear his talk and see some of his amazing images at ted.npr.org. On the show today, ideas about how art changes us. I'm Guy Raz, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.